Welcome to About Music with Brian. We continue our exploration of music of the Romantic period today by looking at two more piano concertos. Again, it's another one of those crank up the volume to maximum programs. I will just remind you of a few of the most important fingerprints to watch out for when identifying Romantic piano concertos as opposed to those of the earlier periods. Romantic composers sought to convey a wide range of emotions through their music, using rich harmony, expressive melodies, and dynamic contrast to evoke feelings of passion, longing, melancholy, and ecstasy. Composers exploited the full color palette of the orchestra and the soloist to create lush and expressive soundscapes. In the eyes of many, the Romantic concert pianist is not just a musician. He or she is a hero, a champion of beauty, expression, and the human spirit, a heroic figure who can conquer any challenge, scale mountains with ease, a hero of the arts revered for the mastery of the piano and the ability to transport audiences into realms of emotion and imagination. You will immediately hear at the beginning of most Romantic piano concertos how the heroic element is immediately introduced as the piano is pitted against the full orchestra in the introduction. The usual structure thereafter is the same as the classical period concerto: a first movement at a quick tempo in sonata form, a slow movement, and a final quick movement that may include both sonata and rondo elements. This is true of the first concerto that we're going to listen to today. This is the other A minor piano concerto, the one by Robert Schumann.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
we have our next full concerto, here is a short interlude which will give you an idea of romantic piano music for solo piano, which we will take up in a future program. The piece is Un Sospiro by Franz Liszt, and very ably demonstrates the pianist as the conquering hero.
Thank you.
Franz Liszt in his piano concertos, his only sonata for piano, which we'll listen to another time, and his symphonic tone poems, remember we heard Le Prelude 2 weeks ago, wrote the music as continuous. While one can identify different emotional sections which correspond to movements, the music is unbroken and the themes are common throughout, meaning that ideas are not limited to one movement but can appear at any time. So in this second piano concerto that we'll now listen to, take note that it is continuous and themes heard in the earlier sections reappear in the later sections as well. At this point, I'm going to say goodbye and thank you for listening, and I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Franz Liszt and his second piano concerto.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.